The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI, AM/FM 30, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another beautiful Saturday morning in Rock Hill, South
Carolina. Yes, we are here. And yes, this is David and my voice.
Your voice isn't as bad as I thought it was.
It disappeared this week and it's actually coming back slowly, so I will speak lowly today, I guess.
Yeah, well, throw in there. Tidbit here and there.
I thought my voice was low, but now it's really low.
Yeah.
Sounds like a movie.
But your lovely wife sitting here.
She is there, so she can chime in for me.
I'll give you a
I need a whitewash board and write stuff on there. So. How are you doing, man?
Better this week. Last week kind of stunk, but yeah. Woke up Saturday and I couldn't walk.
Oh, gosh.
That kind of got my attention.
Yeah.
That would do it.
But I'm going to therapy now twice a week.
That's good.
And that little girl, the intern, boy, she has worked me this week.
That's good.
I came home and took a nap yesterday all day.
Yeah, I came home, took a nap. I had this head cold come in about Tuesday, and then it just moved down to my voice. So it sounds worse than it is now. I feel better today, and I felt all week, really. So it's good.
Well, what did you go to sell a lot of chicks for on the first day? Supposed to hold a few back for the second.
Well, there's a couple of things happened. The place we ordered from did not send us all the chicks. That was a big problem, so.
So you didn't get a 600.
We still have 150 coming next week, so we'll sell more next Friday.
Then
so we did
sell
250 yesterday in about an hour and a half, probably. Wow. So we had to get people numbers.
They had to get numbers at home.
It was a lottery. We handed out about 30 numbers yesterday for people in line. So it's... As crazy as it was, you know, back in COVID, people were having chickens at home and doing things at home, but this was...
I told her last night, we used to buy the blue and red ones and all colors when we were little. But our mom and dad grew up in the country on a farm.
Yeah.
We had to take care of them. I wonder how many people now know how to take care of them.
Well, we're about to find out. Because it takes about 9 months before they start producing eggs. So hopefully they'll be fine. I got to see them for about 3 hours and they were gone. They were supposed to come in Thursday and then they didn't come in until Friday morning. So
then we were 3.
Yes, no, everybody was nice. It was a good day. So nice people.
We'll see if today there's nice.
Yeah, if you were planning to come today, I apologize, but we will have more next week.
You need to. You built it up all show last week.
Yeah.
I listened.
Yeah, we just should order more. There's a problem with ordering too much chickens is what to do with them about 2 weeks later when you still have 150 of them. So that is the tricky part.
A giveaway.
Yeah, I have had to give them away before. We don't want that.
When I was a kid, I did win one at the fair.
You won one? What'd you do to win one?
I really can't remember, but I know it was kind of like the goldfish giveaways at the fair.
Yeah.
That they had chicks.
That's cool.
So we got a chick. But
did you raise it?
We tried, and our burglar alarm went off one night when we were at church. We lived about 7 miles away from town, and by the time we got there, I think the poor thing just given out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you ever sell ducklings?
We did. We did. Used to do that.
Juan got some, and he told me yesterday that the two white ones, raccoon killed them over the weekend.
We used to sell ducks, but they were so messy. You would clean the cage and put everything back in there. Yeah, 5 minutes later, the water's everywhere.
Do it again.
They're pretty mean, too, aren't they?
I don't know. They can be.
Of them are.
And a geese are. But
we've had some people come in and say they every now and then you get a rooster in the whole thing. And some people have had roosters that one member of their family couldn't get out of the car. The rooster would just come over there.
One's had several roosters, and they come over and they puff up at you.
But yeah.
If you stand your ground and
use your foot.
Well, not necessarily kick them, but threaten them, they take off.
Yeah.
So anyways, you've been sick, so you ain't had to work much this week.
Oh, that's not what happens in the spring. So I've been at work every day, so.
I remember those days, but I remember in the summer and the fall, too, didn't matter when.
I left about 1:30 Thursday and 1:30 yesterday. Got a little nap in the afternoon.
It's in a little break time to get well.
Yeah.
You work today to take care of all them people you promised could be at Chicks today.
Yeah, going back there today. We're having a little party after work today from 2 to about 5 o'clock if you want to stop by. Tracy, you want to chime in on that? Yeah.
Yes, my brother. I'm trying to put on my sad voice. My brother's leaving and going back to Oregon.
That doesn't look like a sad voice.
It's not.
she is going to be sad about it.
I am. I will be sad. But he's been with us 3 years, and he's a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun. They're saying goodbye to him today.
Fun.
It was supposed to be part of Chick Day. You know, they used to make T-shirts for that whole thing and everything. I'm so disappointed.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
I've done 19 of them now.
You've been there 19
years, yeah.
That's longer than
19 Chick Days.
People don't do that anymore.
They don't. I don't know. All right, sounds like we're going to break, and we'll be right back.
That was done.
Carter's bitch.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, all AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to
okay, we had a garden party, so it's going
to
be.
We're trying to have one.
Carolina Fresh at 2 o'clock, huh?
Look outside. Look at the sky, boys.
It's
beautiful.
Pretty.
beautiful.
A little dippy this morning, but the wind, but the wind dies down a bit.
Yeah, we need some rain, actually. We missed that rain Thursday, and the pollen is going to get real bad.
They called it for some Monday.
Monday would be good.
Already, pollen's already bad.
I don't want your voice to sound like this.
I know. It's rare I'm the best sounding guy on here.
Yeah. But.
Wait a minute.
You remember that movie?
Yeah. Sling Blade.
Remember that? It ain't got no gas in it.
That's you. You can talk about lawnmowers. Small engine repair.
Is that
I don't know why I like that comedy.
And me and Jay, one of our favorite lines is he's playing football with them boys, and he says, and he was a bearing down on me.
Dwight Yoakam was good at that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Was he Dole?
Good movie.
I don't know about the best sounding voice on there.
No, I mean, there's two ladies at the end of the table.
Who's that actor? Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
David Rector as Billy Bob Thornton.
Anyway, I mentioned Miss Teresa here, but my lovely bride Rhonda's here this morning, too. Mainly because I can't drive right now. I have to have a ride. So she is my chauffeur on Saturdays.
Yeah.
I got other people that do it during the week. It's just on Saturdays.
God bless Rhonda.
Yeah.
God bless Rhonda Crump.
Yes, I do enjoy when you're here, though, so that we can sit here and giggle ourselves silly at them while they're on.
What's so funny?
I thought I wasn't that.
Teresa had something she wanted to say about a school she works, ATC.
So. I do. I work at Applied Technology Center, and we have an agriculture there with the students.
Department.
Yes. We have two agriculture classes, and they are having a plant sale. It's an annual plant sale that they do, and they are raising money because they are putting in a new greenhouse. We're very excited about that. But Saturday, April 5th, it'll be open, I want to say, 8 to 4. And then the following 2 weeks during the school day, so like 8:30 to 3:30, you can come, and we let you in the gate. And you can go and purchase all kinds of flowers and herbs and vegetable things. And it gives back to a really good cause because I like our school because it's a learn-to-earn school. They're learning how to go out in the world and earn money and leave their mother's house, which I think should be everyone's goal.
You agreed.
Yes. And
I think it is. It just doesn't work out.
It does.
We are in our pirate years. Our children are gone.
It took a while.
It did.
You're the lucky ones.
We didn't have that luxury of having children, so I don't know if it's a luxury or a blessing.
We're going to go with blessing.
Okay.
Yeah.
The problem Tommy had, the blessing. The problem Tommy had was not with them leaving, it was with them coming back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, a lot of kids need help now because getting your own place now is super expensive. It's not like when we grew up, you get your apartment for $400 or something.
I think things are getting better.
Yeah.
She goes to the Harris Teeter on Fridays for the senior citizen deals, and it seems like there's a whole lot more items on sale now than there were 6 months ago.
I go on Fridays to get the extra fuel points. She's
got to figure it out. Don't ask me.
Thursday's the senior citizen day.
Yes. Well,
that's good.
Their 65th birthday, so they have cake and snacks and all at the Harris Teeter on Sundays.
Way to go.
She knows all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just know that senior day is Tuesdays at O'Darby's. I don't know how I know
that's
that.
Important.
I don't even know where O'Darby's is.
One is near you. They're not too far away.
It's a liquor store. So.
I know what it is. I know the guy that owns it.
Yeah.
Doug. He told me one time that his wife would kill him if she'd known he mortgaged the house and everything they owned to start that company.
Oh, well. Hope she's not listening today.
Oh, well. Whoops.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people had to do a lot of things to start a business.
I know you did, didn't you?
You ate a lot of Van Camp weenies and stuff, didn't you?
Too TV dinners. I can't stand it.
Oh, I love tuna helper.
Back then, you could buy a box of tuna for about 39 cents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a tuna helper for another 39, you could eat for a week for a dollar.
You and Tommy sitting around a trailer watching Wheel of Fortune eat.
No, we didn't get there to 9 o'clock.
They didn't have TV. No TV.
Okay, we'll be right back to the garden team.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees.
Okay, and we're back to the garden bench. You don't roll with that.
I like that song. I don't think he's ever played that song.
No, that's the first time we had Glenn Campbell on here.
I didn't even realize that was Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
I think I've got the 45 somewhere.
Probably.
I got a few thousand of them.
Need to go over there and look at what you got. I might need to get some of them.
I got the first record at 45 I ever got at Winchester Cathedral. And that was in the 60s. And my cousin.
I didn't have that one.
Yeah.
That was an old one. But I got some country ones.
First 45 I ever had, my Uncle Jerry gave me a 45. He was a kind of a Vietnam vet, kind of hippie rocker kind of guy. And he gave me Hocus Pocus by Focus.
I got that one. I don't know where it came from, but I got it.
Mine were all hand-me-downs. I got Three Dog Night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good one. And a couple other ones.
That Three Dog Nights playing in Myrtle Beach in 2 weeks. At the Alabama Theater, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've seen them. I love Three Dog Nights.
They're good.
I love them.
And I saw them, but it was 30 years ago.
But Dave did not want to go.
Is it still Three Dog Night or is it just Two Dog Night?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah. I hope they're all doing good.
Yeah. Shout out to Three Dog Night.
Yeah. Well, come on out to Carolina Fresh today. We're open 8 to 2 right now, and we are going to have a little after party today, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, if you want to drop in and say hey to Tony and just come. We're kicking off spring. Spring is here. We've been super busy this week. It's been awesome to see people coming in and just truck after truck going in and out, in and out, in and out.
That's a good problem to have.
From 11:30 to 12 yesterday, I was in the parking lot directing traffic. So if you come in homeowner getting chickens, you went to the right. Landscapers go to straight back to the back. So I'm pretty good at parking control, traffic control. if Rock Hill Police needs anybody.
They're probably looking for you.
I'm sure they might be. Might be looking for me, but not for that.
Yeah, not for parking assistance.
Anyway, I was going to tell you, today Tom is supposed to be lightly plowing the garden. And been touched just since last fall, so he left it dormant. But because it's going to rain Monday, he's going to go ahead and...
Well, I think he might be doing more than that, because he called me this week looking for tomato steaks.
That was for something else.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, boy, you better talk to your brother.
Are you planting
tomatoes now?
Nah, he planted some trees up at the church.
Oh, okay.
And needs something to stake them.
There you go.
And he didn't want to drive all the way to Pose.
Yeah, I told him to go to AB Pose.
That's where he went. I think, well, I keep my mouth shut. I think
don't. Oh, no.
Yeah,
let's do that.
I don't want to cause family problems.
Yeah.
I would have put that tree up there. It's going to be gorgeous.
What kind of tree was it?
It's a tree form hydrangea.
Huh.
You couldn't find the one everybody loves, a sunny, what's the one you got? Sunny what?
Hydrangea.
Tree form hydrangea. What variety do you have?
I have
a
vanilla strawberry.
Vanilla
strawberry. Oh, sounds good.
The bloom's not quite as big as the others, but it's going to be awesome if you can pull it off. I just think there's a lot of maintenance to them. But it's only six, supposed to be seven, but they didn't pull the tree stump out. They couldn't.
Yeah. Well, not at the beginning. It won't be much maintenance for a while, will there?
He's always cut them back every year to break and all that. It'll probably be worth the effort because they are gorgeous.
Yeah.
When they bloom. But anyway, back to the garden thing. We've talked about it before. We need to start getting the garden
clean.
Ready.
Yeah, clean them beds out.
Clean them up and get them ready. And
I've got chickweed everywhere.
Good part about that, trees won't have a hard time pulling.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's in there pretty good.
I saw what you did there.
He said, Teresa, I've
heard
that
one. Yeah, I did. I woke up and heard that one.
I did say, Teresa.
There are people for that, sir. They're called kids, and they pull the weeds. I'm old. I don't pull weeds.
David.
You can't do that to your grandkids to turn you in.
Oh, no, I hired the children in the neighborhood. They're my workforce.
We don't have children in our neighborhood. That's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
You've been to our house. We don't have a neighborhood.
We don't have a neighborhood.
I love the kids in our neighborhood. HOA. They ride their bikes and their scooters. Not a helmet to be seen. I'm proud of them.
You know, I could probably look at the church and say, "Hey, kids, y'all want
to? Yeah. Hey, you want to come over and have fun?
Yep.
Make money for their retirement when they go on the weekend.
That's exactly it.
So. My dad used to take my kids to his house, and he would pay them a penny for every gumball. He had lots of gumball trees out there.
It was like he could go broke in there.
I think Michael figured that out. He's like, I ain't doing this no more. It's a penny. They did a lot of it. Grandkids are fun, though. And here we go.
It's that time again. We'll be right back to the garden today.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone,
River Rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Wrap up this edition of the Gardener Bench. Mr. Rector,
I hope it is a lovely day for you.
You won't be here next week.
I won't be here next week. I'm taking my granddaughter Lillian to a golf tournament in Greenville. So wish her good luck. She's been working hard on her game, so we'll see. See what she does.
2 weeks then.
Yeah.
Because we'll be at Myrtle Beach.
Next week after that, I'll be at Myrtle Beach for my anniversary. 35th anniversary of my wife.
And you still celebrate your anniversary?
Yeah. We'll do 35. Why not?
We'll be doing 25 this year.
Yeah.
November.
Thanksgiving wedding.
Veterans Day.
That's right. Veterans Day.
We did that so we wouldn't forget.
Yeah.
Veterans Day 2000.
That's good. And even did it on an even year so you could do the numbers.
Alan Miller gave us.
That's funny.
She wanted to get married the weekend before. And I told her, I said, not a chance. I am not going to be on a honeymoon on election day. I was big in politics back then. I said, we'd do it the following week. I didn't know it was better.
No, we just didn't get married during football season because that'd be crazy talk.
Yeah.
Clemson had a bye.
Clemson had a bye. South Carolina hadn't won since Jesus was a baby. It was 11:30 kickoff on ESPN2. Nobody knew what ESPN2 was back then.
Lou Holtz came
and won about four in a row and they moved it to a 3:30 kickoff and we had a 4 o'clock wedding.
We got married on the golf course that David worked at the time, at Carolina Downs.
Because we were working at Holiday Inn then.
Yep.
We were.
Yes, we were.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
It's funny.
David wore his knickers. And
we go back a long way, girlfriend.
We do. That's 35 years for sure.
Yep.
Very good. That makes good friends,
that
man.
Makes us seem old, doesn't it?
We're getting there.
Okay, we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.